USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Ukrainian freedom fighters continue to hold off Russia's invasion, the Kremlin announced Russia has lost 4,500 troops so far in the invasion. It should be noted this number could not be independently verified. Over the weekend, more severe sanctions from the world have put extreme pressure on the ruble and Russia's economy, dropping its value 30 to 40% Monday morning, keeping Russia's stock market closed. Now President Putin has put his nuclear forces on high alert. This as peace talks near the Belarusian border are underway. Oksana Antonenko, Director of Global Risk at Control Risk, speaks on CNBC.
And the international community simply has to do everything they can to stop it.
A new database released by Georgetown University Center on Education and Workforce ranks 4,500 colleges and universities based on their return on investment. The number one school is University of Health Services and Pharmacy in St. Louis, Missouri. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.